Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And Adam has been to the movies. I have failed
once or,
in that respect.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
I'd heard about it. Seemed neat. The talking pictures.
The talking pictures.
Yeah. They got words now.
I
didn't know what to do.
Mommy.
Maybe one day they'll add color.
Yeah. I guess Al Jolson references are out these days, aren't they?
Well, you know, I figure if the 60s, 70s, and 80s can make their own style come back, then Al Jolson is just, I mean, it's just waiting.
The first talkie, for those who don't know.
Yes.
But it really was just a singy, because the whole thing wasn't talking.
Well, people also call, like, technically selfies are only one person, and a groupie is more than one.
But no one
everything,
says groupie.
Everything gets called a selfie. So, I mean, I'm just pointing out.
Because if someone started saying, let's take a groupie, I would have a totally different image in my head.
And
I'd be kidnapping.
I'm going to go ahead and say the last time talkies was, like, trending, like, it was well before, like, Twitter.
It seems to me that would be something that either Brian or Stewie would say on Family Guy. They would reference talkies.
You'd be like, hashtag jazz singer.
Whipped cream. Okay, so, Captain Marvel, you
yes.
saw it. It
yes.
made a lot of money.
Well, to be fair, like, even the non-successful Marvel films make a lot of money. Like,
I'm just looking for movies this year alone. I'm guessing a lot of money.
Compared to, like, films
Anything
that have been
in
released.
In 2019.
Oh, yeah, it's blown the water.
Yes.
Like, I think Glass had the closest, like, to it. Did almost, I want to say, $450 million worldwide. Like, it's already, in its first weekend, had made almost $500 million.
And yet, not a success in Marvel standards.
Well,
isn't that sad?
There are ways to quantify things. Okay, the second Avengers movie.
$500 million.
Making
enough.
The second Avengers made $1.4 billion. And Disney was like, it didn't do as much as we thought it should. We do not consider. And I'm just like, whoa, guys, that's plenty of pennies to rub together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean it's, like, the budget was, I don't know, $400 million? Like, it tripled its budget. How do you not quantify that a success? And I guess when you're Disney and you're just like, we only count things when they make a billion. Everything else we just throw away.
In my mind, they just go and talk to Walt's frozen head, which isn't frozen, but suspended, much like shown in The Simpsons. So he can go billions, billions.
I think it's probably like it uses some sort of projection, like
yes.
via The Wizard of Oz.
Cause yes, okay.
He did seem like a theatrical man
mm-hmm.
to me. Like,
and I prefer to believe that he has a frozen head.
Yeah.
His own.
Frozen head that can do three-dimensional projections
yes.
and shoot fire.
Yes. Okay. So the story takes place in the 90s. Did I get that right?
The better part of the story does take place in the 90s. Which,
okay.
Again, it's odd that you can now flash back to something that I vividly remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was really strange for me. Like, when
Did they do it right?
I mean, yeah. They got, the references, like, seem pretty spot on. Like, the soundtrack in particular, if you were of age in the 90s is worth noting. Like,
and yet I can't think of anything that was going on in the 90s to, I don't know, make homage to.
Well, it like we were talking about the 80s and 90s stuff, like everything comes back in. And however much, like when you say 3 years ago, I think you're talking about 1997.
Yeah.
That's not the 3 years ago. It was only, you know, 2016. Like, what I'm talking about is almost 20. Like, you're talking about almost a quarter of a century now. And I'm like, okay, well, that.
See, in my mind, I watched Space 1999 religiously. We were not in space in 1999. And so between that and the Prince song, just everything fell apart.
Well, Back to the Future 2 still seems like the future to me, despite the fact that it's 4 years ago now. So, I mean, I guess it's all a matter of perspective. But like the
so most of it's in the 90s.
Yeah, like the first thing you do whenever she touches down on Earth is she crashes into a Blockbuster Video.
Which, all right, hilarious.
Which I guess if you're 10 years old, doesn't make any sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because my kids on more than one occasion have let me know, what's that? And I'll be like, well, it's a red box you can walk in. And they're like, oh, cool.
It's the kind of place that if it didn't exist, we wouldn't have Quentin Tarantino and his films.
I mean, it's odd that it's just... there's no point of reference for some people. Now, like, what was once like a thriving business, like, just, it doesn't exist.
That was a huge thing. Friday night, we're going to get three movies to watch throughout the weekend, return them on Monday.
Like, and
Be Kind, Rewind.
$4 for every one of the movies. Mm-hmm. Like, it just... They just stare at me when I explain. Yeah, well, you had to go to a physical location, and they're just like, well, why didn't you stream it? And I'm like, well, because you could only stream like a 30-second video, and at that, probably took you, I don't know, like 45 minutes to download that 30-second video, and the picture quality was awful, and it was only about like the size of a really small pancake. Like, at best, if you... They just keep staring at me.
Yeah, Blockbuster Video. Okay, so, and for those in Cookeville, Blockbuster Video is now the children's dentist next to Crystal, which I still refer to as, you know, the place that used to be Blockbuster.
Which is, again, how I got the, what's that? We were going to the dentist, and I was like, yeah, this used to be Blockbuster, and they just kind of looked at me like, what is that? I don't know why that's important. Like,
it is a landmark. It should be a Blockbuster once lived here.
Maybe like have a plaque something.
So my understanding, because I did a minute amount of research, because previously I knew nothing about Captain Marvel. Well, now I know next to nothing.
Well, I supposed that because you asked me how Captain America was just before we started. So I was like, no. I mean, Captain, you are a captain. Yes.
So one wears a beard. One could be one. So.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
But my understanding is she was human, and then some sort of alien mishap gave her every power in the world.
I guess technically she still is human, mm-hmm. but she was struck by... This, again, and this is the part that comes into the 90s, they had the Tesseract, which, if you'll remember, several years ago in the first Avengers, was the item that Loki was trying to get from S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's the square, floaty, blue thing.
That eventually becomes a piece of the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes.
After Thanos apparently crunches it, and there was a jewel inside the cube. I guess it was charging. Like, it was wireless charging.
Yes.
For
it's
20
very
years.
Very pretty blue light.
However, they're using that to... power a faster than light speed drive. And
who are they?
Well, the one of the Marvel, like, is this is gonna
okay, so she gets powers and now she's on Earth. Then what happens?
Well, she also doesn't know precisely who she is, because whenever she was struck with like that, it erased all of her memories.
Okay.
So like she doesn't know anything, hardly anything about, she doesn't even know the fact that she's human.
So we're going to get a little bit of Spock in Star Trek IV.
Yes.
A little bit of that.
Like, vaguely, like, she understands that she's powerful. Like, she's getting these flashbacks of things that have happened, and she knows there are large chunks of her life that are missing. But, like, she can't fill this stuff in, and it just doesn't all add up to her. Mm-hmm. But... For as far as what's been, I guess, pointed out to her, like, she just accepts as reality, you know, this is the way things are. Oh, okay, yeah, they don't even call it Earth. It's like, you know, planet, you know, 453 or something like that.
It's not very catchy.
No.
Okay, so is any of it funny, like Guardians of the Galaxy-esque funny?
I think the issue that people are taking with some of Brie Larson's performance... Your two, I would argue, largest stars in the Marvel Universe at this point, Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
and Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt and Robert Downey Jr. know nothing of subtlety.
Like, no.
they're large personalities. Pratt in particular is remarkably over the top. And in this film, Brie Larson is communicating things by like a twitch of the eyebrow, like an amused look. she's, I think, playing it subtly and not to the point that, like, I think she's wooden. She just isn't Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Pratt, like, over the top in her performance, and it just, people are confused by it.
So to match them, they should have cast Rebel Wilson.
That would have been a very different Captain Marvel.
I would have
loved
that.
And by the way, one that I absolutely would have shown up for.
Yes, like, crushed it. That.
I think that's more of the performance that people, like, even Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's playing about as subtle as anything they have done in there, and he's still pretty over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I really did not think Larson gave a poor performance. She's either not, what is it, an Oscar? Did she win or
I
did
don't
she?
Know. She's named after a cheese I like. That's all I know.
She is a talented actress, mm-hmm. and I think the thing was, like, she just wasn't sending it over the moon when she was mm-hmm. doing it, and a lot of people were just like, she just isn't emoting. And I'm like, no, that it's because you're used to listening to someone shouting. When somebody speaks to you in, like, an inside voice, you're just like, I can barely hear them. I don't know what they're doing.
So, on a scale of Bella in Twilight and John Candy in Delirious, where does she fall?
This is better than our previous, again, what was it, Human Centipede?
And Toy Story?
I think so. Yeah. It was a Disney movie. I think she's probably on. What, does zero mean that you're a terrible actor, or like is this a subtlety spectrum?
Well,
I should. What am I measuring here? I should, in my mind,
when someone is acting woodenly, mouth agape, I think instantly of Kristen Stewart's portrayal of Bella in specifically the first Twilight, because there's just a lot of mouth opening looking going on there, and not a lot of acting, in my humble opinion.
It isn't quite to the level of, like, a John Candy reaction. I'd say she falls squarely at a 6, like,
okay.
in that spectrum. And again, like, talented actress, it's just she's not the type of actor that Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Pratt, like, in particular, are.
So, to make it easier, Ghostbusters, which one of the four would she be?
Oh, that I wasn't ready for that. I'm sorry. It's probably Egon.
That's, like, what I was thinking.
Yeah, like,
funny yet not Murray.
He isn't Venkman. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say, like, it. The performance is like, again, I did not understand the people that were like, oh, she's wooden. Like, I watched the movie and I was like, no, guys, that's subtlety. Like, you're just you need to calm down and, like, pay attention to the performance. That's what's going on here.
So, does it end up in the current timeline?
I don't want to give it. It appropriately fits, like, because there are several things that it kind of sets up
mm-hmm.
or, like, explains, not necessarily even questions, maybe, kind of in the same way that Solo did.
Mm-hmm.
It explains and answers questions that maybe nobody was asking, but it doesn't.
Nobody was asking.
Like, I mean, did I really need to know where Han got the last name Solo? Like, I've watched those movies how many times? I really never. I just assumed that was his mom's or dad's name. Like, but it does not contradict what has come before it, despite the fact that it is a prequel. It seems to fit very comfortably in there. And if you have watched the new, I'm not Captain Marvel survives, guys. And if you have watched the Endgame trailer, you know this.
Yes.
Because Endgame takes place 25 or so, maybe 22. It's right around that after this film.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a large chunk of time we don't know what Captain Marvel was necessarily doing.
Which could be many, many movies.
It's they've signed her up for, I believe, 6.
Okay.
We're probably going to know what she was doing in that time.
At any point, would Captain Marvel hang out with Wonder Woman?
They can't. Warner Brothers owns Wonder Woman.
But still, wouldn't that be awesome?
I will also say, traditionally, in the Marvel Universe, because Captain Marvel is a legacy character in the same way that, say, like, Green Lantern or The Flash is. Different people have had the mantle. Like, when I say Superman, you think of Clark Kent. Whenever I say Batman, you think of Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel has actually been a multitude of different characters, and in a weird bit of, let's call it litigious fun, Shazam actually used to be called Captain Marvel, but can no longer call himself Captain Marvel because Marvel actually stepped in, trademarked it, and created the character that is the precursor to the movie that's been made.
Mm-hmm.
But Shazam's original name was Captain Marvel, which is funny because Shazam is coming out later this year.
And I can't wait.
And was not able to call itself Captain Marvel for these reasons.
So, is it a satisfactory film?
At this point, it is really hard for Marvel not to be redundant in some way. This is the 21st film, I believe, and I'm not even talking about like any of the television shows, like animated spit, like the, you know, 5 minute whatevers that they've done for like the internet or any of the Disney Plus stuff that we haven't got to see yet. Just the films itself, everything feels at this point like they've touched on it before. Like this origin, you have a very depowered Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, whenever you take off all the chains, remarkably powerful character. But in this film, for the better, let's say 87% of the film, Captain Marvel is a very restrained power.
Mm-hmm.
Much like in the same way in the original Thor movie. Thor is the god of thunder. Like, is one of the only Avengers able to take on Thanos, yet in the first film, he gets run over and knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like by, and I don't mean by like a space engine with the power of 20, I mean like it's a car.
That, mm-hmm.
I think it's a two-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's so there's bits of that. There's just everything you've seen seems like it's coming from somewhere else. And like, I guess there really is only so many ways to tell that story. Like, you know, you've got your man versus man versus nature, like everything in the movie. And like, I'm not saying it's derivative in the way that like it just, they just photocopied something, you know, called it a day, walked out, and they're just like, just call him Captain Marvel. Like, Doctor Strange felt like Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like Wizard Iron Man. You have a black-haired smart aleck that thinks he's better than anybody else, gets himself into an accident or a situation that makes him question everything that he does. In Iron Man's case, he gets the arc reactor in his chest and builds a flying suit, and drinks a lot. Doctor Strange gets a medallion and becomes a wizard, and now he can control time. So, I mean,
you're a wizard, Stephen.
That really would have been nice if Robbie Coltrane would have just shown up. You're a wizard, Stephen. He'd be like, what are you doing here?
You liked it?
Yes, I enjoyed the film. But like I said,
I know it's a complicated answer.
When
you liked it.
When Superman the movie came out, there was nothing like that. Nothing like that at all. At this point, I would argue that superheroes, if that's its own genre, is probably the most popular, if not the most profitable,
mm-hmm.
in the probably the world.
Yeah.
At this point, it's really hard not to touch on something again, even if you do feel like you've done it. The Marvel formula works for a very specific reason, and just because you don't reinvent the wheel every time doesn't mean that it isn't fun. Was Guardians of the Galaxy 2 especially different than Guardians of the Galaxy 1? No.
Like, it just had Kurt Russell's hair.
Was it a really entertaining, fun movie? Yeah. Yeah, it definitely was.
Mm-hmm. Still like the first one better. Yet, again, that's such a minor complaint.
Well, again, and when you say the first one's better, like, I don't mean like the difference in quality between Godfather 2 and Godfather 3 or Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 3. Like, I'm just saying, I think Guardians 1 was a little better.
Yeah.
Is Guardian 2 good? Yeah. It's just not quite as good as, you know, it's a 9.7 instead of a 10.
Exactly. So, by all means, see it because everyone else has.
And if you haven't seen this, like, you probably definitely saw Infinity War, and this is going to have some pieces that will connect directly to there. I don't think Marvel is concerned that people haven't seen these anymore. Like, they used to be very good about making sure the stories were independent. Like, Infinity War literally just drops you into the middle of this, doesn't explain what's going on, and has about 27 characters that they don't give any backstories to.
Because
at 20 movies, they're probably sitting there going, you know, you've if you're here, if you're at Infinity War, 10 years into this, you're probably, like, let's say maybe you didn't see, you know, like, every single one of them. Like, but you've seen Iron Man 1 and 2. You saw the good Thor. Like, you saw Avengers 1. Maybe you didn't see the second one. But you're aware enough of these characters. If you're watching this 2.5-hour film called Infinity War, that you didn't just wander in and go, who are the Avengers? Is it a sequel to the Uma Thurman film from the 90s? I wonder if that's the Avengers.
I will never forget our first conversation when you are telling me, our first conversation about the Avengers, and you're telling me how excited you are about the Avengers. In my mind, the Avengers was a British TV show.
Which it is.
That had Diana Rigg in it. And it's like, they're making a movie of that? Or had they already made the horrible one?
They had made the horrible one that had Sean Connery in it and Uma Thurman. And I believe one of the Fiennes. I don't remember if it's...
And I watched some of it again. It is still really bad.
Well, I actually think that's why the film has to be referred to as Marvel's The Avengers. Because technically, there is already a film called The Avengers.
And if you
like one of them is remarkably more... popular?
Yes. And yet, the TV show, The Avengers, really deserves an epic movie.
Oh, the television show, yes. Like, but I think that rancid, I think it's 1997, 1998. I mean, it's awful.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it seemed interesting in, like, that Austin Powery kind of way. Tried to go to the theater to see it, and I believe I wandered out and just went to anything else. Maybe I watched Broken Arrow again or something. I was just like, how is this so awful?
But anyway, yeah, I remember that, and then I was introduced to the Avengers, and...
You're like, oh, there are other Avengers.
Yes, and this movie is good as opposed to that movie, which was bad.
Oh, just dumpster fire. Bad.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested from High Atop, the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center with Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens. Okay, so Captain Marvel, go see it. And is this going to, you said it's going to give you some pieces, but will you get...
Will you be confused?
No.
Okay.
Will you kind of know where Endgame is going because of this? Because since Endgame, since Infinity War ended and everyone knew this movie was coming up, and people were on the internets talking about how Captain Marvel has all these powers and is the only person who could ever stop Thanos. Are we led to believe that still?
Now, I will say as well that Marvel does like messing with your perceptions and then twisting them.
Mm.
So we could all be on a ride that Marvel is trying to take us on right now by making us believe that Captain Marvel is going to be the Deus Ex in Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Because... if you start looking at it as well, Robert Downey Jr., I believe his contract is up. Chris Hemsworth, I believe his contract is up, as is Chris Evans. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there and say at least one of those guys is not going to make it out of life. Like, someone dies. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know which one that is. Like, I don't know which one you want to close the door
I
on.
I do know they're going to do whatever it takes.
As they repeated to us.
Over and over.
Several times.
Whatever it takes.
In my head, I'm thinking probably Thor finally gets his rematch with Thanos. Thanos gets the best of him. And one of the captains, either America or Marvel, ends up with Stormbreaker. And that's how Thanos is defeated.
Hmm. Yeah, but... Thor is Thor.
Right, but...
I really like him.
Brie Larson has 6 more movies on her contract.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth has had... I'm just like, this is unprecedented. Like, you've never had a franchise that has made this much money. You've never had this many films that are that interconnected. Like, the logical endpoint for these character stories is a movie called Endgame... that is the culmination of 10 years worth of Marvel. And I, like, Robert Downey Jr. almost has to go because he's really expensive. Like, I guarantee you, he doesn't show up for less than $27 million.
Well, now. Neither do I. Now, I know nothing, hard to believe, of what actually is going to happen in Endgame. But I do recall some press where Chris Hemsworth said, after Thor was
Ragnarok.
Given a different life in Ragnarok, he got excited about the character again.
And for those of you that don't understand, like, the doublespeak in that, Ragnarok is brilliant.
Oh,
like,
yes.
It's hysterical. If you're a big fan of Norse mythology, it is not the Ragnarok you probably thought mm-hmm. that was going to happen, but the film is infinitely entertaining. The first two Thor films, I'm going to be subtle here and say, are flawed films.
Yes.
At best. There are elements of it that are good, but I don't think anybody has ever been accused of saying, yes, Thor the Dark World is the best Marvel movie, hands down, prove me wrong.
My point. My niece, by marriage, loves superhero movies, and yet Ryan, who you may recall, you discussed Aliens with once.
I did, yes.
Ryan, they're in their early 30s. She wants to show him these together, and she goes, well, he needs to see them in order. And it's like, no, he doesn't. He doesn't need to see any of the Thor movies except Ragnarok.
Maybe the first hour to kind of give, like, Thor's origin story. Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man don't ever have to have their origins ever told again.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask roughly anybody. Like, the people that are going, what was Spider-Man's origin, are probably the same people that are going, what's Google? I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Like, you know what it is. Like, you've got that two-second explanation, maybe a couple sentences. Just going, oh, yeah, great power, responsibility, Uncle Ben, like, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Thor, he's not quite as well known, or wasn't at that point. Maybe that. But nothing in the Dark World, I think,
so
needs
based,
to be.
No, not ever. Based on that comment about Ragnarok, now, it doesn't mean that he can't meet his demise in Endgame and then have another Thor movie that takes place prior to Endgame.
Well, I mean, to be fair, that there's a technology man with a flying suit, a wizard with a space medallion, and a man with the proportionate strength of a spider. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I'm saying reality, like, if you and I are shot dead, we're dead. We're not coming back. Like, there isn't, like, we don't get a reboot.
Are you sure?
Well, I can't say conclusively. I've never done it. But fantastic, like, powers do not, you know, come to me when I speak, like, the word Shazam. I don't have an arc reactor in my chest.
I was going to hide in Dr. McCoy.
To combat my diabetes, like, I'm just putting it out there. Like, none of these things I have seen as reality in our existence. So there's that. But in the last movie Thor was in, like, he also withstood, like, the force of a sun and reforged a magic hammer that he could fight a man that had jewels in a glove mm-hmm. and destroyed half the people in the universe.
And it wasn't Michael Jackson either.
That would have been a fun edit.
Yeah.
He's got the jewel glove.
Okay, so now that it's not
in for the hand.
Now that it's not in theaters, why don't you tell me about the Fighting Family movie with The Rock in 2 minutes or less?
I legitimately...
What's it called again?
Fighting with Your Family.
Fighting with Your Family, yes.
Legitimately entertaining, like, film. Surprised me. There is actually a lot of heart.
Well, first of all,
in this movie,
Dwayne Johnson.
The Dwayne Johnson, I think, takes up all of 8 minutes of this
really?
Film.
Really?
You remember every charismatic, delightful moment he inhabits. Like, you don't, I guess, appreciate, like, when there's a two-hour film and basically you just have this buffet of Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to marshal out, like, the charisma. Like, you don't have to bask in him. Like, you're just like, he's here for another hour, 45, I'm good. I can go to the bathroom. No, like, in this film, and I'm not saying, like, that you don't have anybody that's talented. Like, Lena Headey from Game of Thrones, Sarah Connor, Chronicles, and not Simon Pegg. Who's the guy? Nick?
Nolte?
No. That works with Simon Pegg.
That guy.
Yes. He plays the father. In that. Like, they're legitimately entertaining,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, there's a good reason why Dwayne Johnson is, like, the highest paid actor in the world right now. I understand why, because it's based on a true story, and Dwayne Johnson can't play every wrestler
right.
in every movie. Like, they're doing a Hulk Hogan biopic, and obviously Dwayne Johnson is not going to play. Chris Hemsworth
yes.
is, but maybe he shows
See,
up in the
I
movie
think
anyways.
Dwayne Johnson is Earth's superhero.
He's pretty close to it. Like, I'm going to tell you, if there was ever, like, a spandex like clad person that showed up with like a magic hammer or something, I'd hope it'd be Dwayne Johnson. He
yeah.
seems heroic. Like he's
funny.
You couldn't get a jaw squarer than that man. And like I said, just buckets and buckets of charisma.
I love him dearly. And yet I cannot wait to hear the stories, because I know we'll be tight one of these days when his young daughters, he has an older daughter, when his young daughters start dating.
Oh, dear.
That's going to be awesome.
Going to come home to dad.
Yeah. So, good movie.
Yeah.
Fighting with My Family. So, when it comes out to wherever it's coming out to.
Video on demand
yeah.
or DVD, Blu-ray, whatever.
Certainly worth a couple of bucks.
Especially if you are a wrestling fan. Like, in particular, like, it kind of delves into the, it's that, kind of what American Idol is to, like, that singer that just wants to be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of reminds, it's the American Idol of wrestling.
Got it.
Like, and I said, a lot more heart, funny movie.
Did
worth
it do well in
out.
The box office?
I don't think it cost a lot of money. So, like, it's did it make as much money as Captain Marvel?
No.
No, it certainly didn't. Did it cost as much money as Captain
no.
Marvel? Absolutely not. And with the connections that the World Wrestling Federation, or World, what is it now? WWE, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
With the connections they've got, they will resell this, like I said, video on demand, DVD. They will get profitable. It may just not be like a gigantic like phenomenon,
mm-hmm.
as I'm sure they want. You know, every studio wants their film.
Of course they do. All right. So, do you know what you're seeing this week?
What it's.
Well, you've got. I haven't even watched the trailer. Trailer. Yet Wonder Park looks like a train wreck to me.
Captive State, maybe, but I'm not sure right off the top of my head what is coming up this Friday. But I want to say,
right.
I want something. Oh, they're doing the preview screening for Shazam.
What?
Yeah, there's a preview screening
here.
For Shazam.
We can
the
see
the 23rd. You have to go through Fandango to get it, but it's at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, like on that Saturday. You get to see it 2 weeks earlier than it actually premieres, but it's only available at those two times on that date.
I see.
So
I'm sure I have to work. That sucks for me.
But that's
exciting. You're going to go for that.
Well, I bought tickets to both showings because I'm not sure what time I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
But this way, I just have to cancel the one. Like, surely I can either catch like the earlier one or the late. Like, I'm going to make that happen. I'm just putting it out there.
I need to look right now. The 23rd, you say?
It's the 23rd, and they have to be purchased through Fandango. They're the sponsor of it or whatever. But like I said, give me it 2 weeks early. Like, I'll figure out.
I can do none of them anyway. So enjoy that. See it twice for me, and I can't wait because Shazam. I really am pumped about Shazam. End of April is when Endgame comes out.
It's the April the 26th. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Anyway, so that's it. Go and see Captain Marvel.
If you haven't
Fighting
already.
With My Family is good. And we'll be back next week with something Shazam-alicious here on Parental Guidance Suggested. Thank you for listening. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Craven.